Good morning.
Diane.
So glad to be with you this morning.
很高兴今天跟大家在一起。
So I am, many of you know, Chinese, but I'm American-born Chinese.
很多人知道说我是中国人，不过我是在美国生的。
And my parents are from Hong Kong, so they speak Cantonese.
我的爸爸妈妈是从香港来的，所以他们说广东话。
So if you're looking at me and you're expecting me to speak Chinese, blame my parents.
如果说你看着我，希望我今天跟你们用中文讲到的话，去找我爸妈。
Let me pray for us.
让我们一起祷告。
Lord God, thank you for that amazing love that would come and should die for us.
亲爱的神啊，谢谢你那个奇异的爱，你来到世界上为我们而死。
And God, we know that as we approach Christmas, it reminds us that you loved us first.
我们快到圣诞节的时候，谢谢你提醒我们说是你先爱我们。
And so God, as we look at your word this morning, help our hearts to know you better.
所以今天借着经文，希望我们能够了解，更了解你。
And God, I pray that we would know what your word has to say for us.
神啊，我祷告在这里，希望说我们能够了解你所说的话。
In Jesus' name, amen.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Well, we are quickly approaching Christmas Day and the celebration of Jesus' birth.
圣诞节快到了，我们庆祝耶稣基督的降生。
And my prayer for us at CCFC and for myself and my family is that we would increase in our expectation and hope.
我在这里敬祝大家，会友还有朋友们能够有更加的恩典。
This morning I want us to turn our attention to the grand and glorious love that God has demonstrated to us.
今天呢，我要跟大家分享神向我们大家所显明的大爱。
Love is one of the most basic and yet deeply wonderful truths of our Christian faith.
所以在我们信仰当中呢，爱其实是一个最重要的，但也是最深的一个真理。
And it is God's love that we celebrate in Christmas.
我们庆祝圣诞节是因为我们庆祝神对我们的爱。
Most of us are probably familiar with the most popular verse in the Bible, John 3:16.
所以大部分人应该都很熟悉约翰福音第三章十六节。
It says, therefore, God so loved the world that he gave his only son that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life.
神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
We've memorized it, we've learned it, we've studied it, we've heard it 1,000 times.
我们记得他这句金句，我们学习这个金句，然后我们甚至看过这金句大概1,000遍了。
But unfortunately, sometimes it becomes familiar to the point that we quickly dismiss it or we forget about it.
但是有时候太熟悉了以后呢，我们很容易就好像把它丢在一边。
But Christmas offers us the unique opportunity to turn our hearts and our eyes back to this truth.
但是圣诞节给了我们这个机会，让我们能够回转去思想这句真理。
The God of the universe.
宇宙的大主宰。
The creator of the world.
创造世界的主。
The almighty, all-powerful God loves us.
全能万军之耶和华爱我们。
And that love is not something for us to be selfishly savored and delighted in.
所以呢，这个爱并不是说让我们自私的品尝而已。
It is to be shared with other people, especially God's family.
尤其呢，我们必须要在神的家里面，跟大家分享。
The love of God is a gift to us that we must share with others.
神的爱是给我们一个珍贵的礼物，我们必须要跟大家分享。
One of the things that I inherited from my parents is a black leather couch.
我从我父母那里接手的呢是一个黑色的皮革沙发。
It was bought about 25 or 30 years ago.
大概差不多是25到30年前买的。
So it's almost as old as I am.
跟我的年纪差不多。
And I remember growing up with that couch in the house, and I remember jumping on it and sitting on it and pulling off the cushions from it.
我记得呢，我是这个伴随这个沙发长大的，我在上面跳，我在上面这个坐着，然后我还把这个坐垫拉扯出来。
We really wore that couch out.
所以这个沙发实在是非常的被我们虐待了。
And then even in college, when my brother and I came home, we would sleep on that couch.
甚至到了这个上大学的时候，我跟我弟弟呢，还回到家的时候，我们还是会睡在这个沙发上面。
And now more recently, as we've had children of our own, I still have that couch in my house.
我现在我自己有了孩子呢，我这个沙发还是跟着我。
So now the couch has been spit up on and thrown up on, and the kids have rolled all over it as well.
所以这个沙发呢，这个有小孩子呕吐在上面啦，这个反正弄得很磨损就是了。
That couch has been in the suburbs and then in the city and now back to the suburbs.
这个沙发呢曾经在郊区，然后来又搬到了城市里头，现在又搬回了郊区。
And that couch has been used in hundreds and thousands of different ways.
所以这个沙发呢已经被这个历练了这个千锤百炼。
It has survived two generations of children.
已经两代的这个小朋友呢已经用过了。
But it is still being used to share with other people so they can sit and enjoy it as well.
但是现在还是非常的坚固耐用，还是可以来跟大家分享。
There are other things that we inherit from our parents.
其实还有其他的事情呢，我们也是可以从我们父母那里传承下来的。
And sometimes those things are shared intentionally or even unintentionally.
有些呢是特意的，但是有些呢也是无意的。
Some of us have very talkative parents, so we talk a lot to other people.
所以有些爸爸妈妈的话很多，所以我们他的小孩话也很多。
Some of us had very angry parents, and so we got angry very easily as well.
所以有些父母呢，他们常常带着怒气，所以就是小孩子也很容易发怒。
Many of our parents were hardworking, and they instilled that ethic of hard work in us.
有些父母呢，他们工作非常的努力，所以他小孩子也传承了这个非常工作努力的态度。
Some of our parents were very musical, so they passed on that ability to know music well.
因为有些父母啊，他们很有音乐天赋，所以他们的孩子也非常有音乐天赋。
And as we live our lives, those characteristics are shared with other people.
当我们过我们这一生的时候呢，这些特质也跟大家分享。
But I want us to think about our Heavenly Father and what we inherit from Him.
但是呢，今天我想让大家看看，我们想想看我们的天赋，我们是从他那里传承了什么呢？
Our Heavenly Father has given us love.
我们的天父给了我们爱。
And we ought to share that with other people.
我们必须要把这个爱分享给大家。
God loves us deeply, and we ought to share that with others.
神深深的爱我们，我们必须要把这个爱分享给大家。
Earlier we read from the passage 1 John 4, 7 through 12.
刚刚大家一起读经的时候，我们读了约翰一书第四章第七到十二节。
Now, one of the dominant themes of this letter from John is the issue of love.
其实这个书信，约翰书信的主题就是爱。
So time and time again, as you read through this letter, you're going to see that John keeps talking about love.
所以我们在读这段经文的时候，我们可以看到约翰一直在讲爱。
First John is a short book. There are only 105 verses in all of this letter.
这是一个很短的经节哦，这个的约翰一书一共只有105经节。
But John used the word love 46 times.
但是约翰呢，这个爱这个字他用了46次。
He wants his readers to understand that God loves them dearly, and he wants his children to love others.
所以他希望说大家能够了解神深深的爱我们，也希望神的孩子们知道神爱他们。
As Christians, we should be known by our love.
所以作为一个基督徒，人应该知道我们是有爱的。
So in this letter, John focuses in on the most important and dynamic trait of the Christian life, that is love.
所以呢，在这段经文里面，约翰他把焦点放在最重要的一个特质上，也就是爱。
Now in our passage this morning, you're going to find the key statements of love that starts in verse 7, verse 8, and verse 10.
所以呢，最主要的这个经文，在第七节、第八节跟第十节。
In these three verses, we find that love starts with God.
在这些经节里面，我们发现说，其实神是爱的是开始。
In the middle of verse 7, John reminds us that love is from God.
在第七节的时候，约翰提醒我们。爱是从神而来的。
In other words, God created love. It starts with God.
所以呢，意思就是说，神创造了爱，然后爱是从神而来的。
Any love that we have for our spouse or for our children or for a boyfriend or girlfriend, that love comes from God.
对任何形式的爱，不管说是我们爱我们孩子，或是说我们朋友男女朋友之间的爱，这都是从神而来的。
So God created love, and it starts with God.
所以，神创造了爱，爱也是从神来的。
But then look at the end of verse 8.
我们看第八节的后面。
It says, anyone who does not love does not know God because God is love.
所以第八节的时候说，没有爱心的就不认识神，因为神就是爱。
God is love means that God's nature is love. Part of His character is love.
所以神就是爱的意思就是说神的天性就是爱，然后他的特质也是爱。
One commentator puts it this way, all His activity is loving activity.
所以有一个释经的学家说所有神的活动都是爱的活动。
If He creates, He creates in love.
如果他创造的话是为爱创造的。
If he rules, he rules in love.
他掌权的话他也是为爱掌权的。
If he judges, he judges in love.
如果说他审判的话他也是在爱中审判的。
God has perfected love.
神是爱完全。
His love is the purest, perfect kind of love.
他的爱是最纯净的最完美的一种。
Because he created love.
因为他创造了爱。
It doesn't always feel likeGod loves us when we go through life situations.
但在我们生命当中，有时候我们不觉得神是爱我们。
It doesn't always seem like when things are going wrong in the world that God loves us.
虽然说好像这个世界是神爱我们，但是说许多事情都走得不对劲。
But what we see from John is that God is love.
但是从这个约翰书信里面，我们可以看到神就是爱。
Even if it doesn't feel like it.To us.
有时候我们不觉得。
Oftentimes, as parents, the loving thing for us to do for our child doesn't feel loving to them.
所以说，即使我们像做父母的时候，有时候我们为爱孩子做了一些事情，但是孩子并不觉得这个是爱。
A few months ago, I had to take my youngest child to the doctor.
所以几个月前呢，我带我最小的孩子去看医生。
And he had to get his blood drawn.
所以必须抽血。
And so the nurse instructed me to hold my child.
所以护士叫我抓住我的孩子。
To grip his arm very tightly.
紧紧抓住他的手背。
To wrap my legs around his legs.
用我的腿夹住他的腿。
And when the nurse inserted the needle, my child began to squirm.
所以当护士把这个针插进我孩子身体的时候，我的孩子开始哀嚎。
He began to yell and to cry because he was in pain.
他开始尖叫又哭泣，因为他实在是很痛。
It was uncomfortable. He did not feel good.
实在是很不舒服，因为他并不觉得非常的好。
And I had to sit there and hold him and tell him that he was okay.
但是我必须要坐在那里，然后抱住他，然后告诉他，安慰他说他这一切都是没事的。
And I had to do this because it was for his good, and it was because I loved him.
我必须要做这个事情，因为是为了他好，因为我爱他。
You see, sometimes God's love for us doesn't feel good.
所以有时候神爱我们，但是我们并不觉得。
But by faith and by the truth of God's word, we know that God is love.
但是凭着信心，还有圣经上的真理，我们知道说神爱我们。
Our perfect heavenly Father loves us infinitely more than we could love our own children.
神爱我们是无穷尽的大我们没有办法以多少的爱来回报他。
And so we know that love starts with God.
所以我们知道爱是从神而来。
Look at verse 10 with me.
我们一起来读第十节。
He says there, in this is love, not that we have loved God, but that he loved us.
第十节说不是我们爱神，乃是神爱我们。
Think about this for a moment.
我们想一下。
God is the one who is perfect and holy and praiseworthy.
所以神是一个完美的神，是一个圣洁的神，是值得赞美的。
If anyone deserves to be loved, it is God who should be loved.
所以说有人值得被爱的话 那就是神。
By contrast, we are sinful, we are disobedient, we offend God.
所以相反的我们是有罪的我们不顺服我们不值得被爱。
Isaiah says that even our most righteous acts are like filthy rags before him.
甚至我们做最好的事情在神的眼中看起来就像一个破旧的脏的布一样。
We are utterly unworthy.To be loved.
其实我们不值得被爱。
But it says that God loved us first.
但是在这里来讲说是神先爱我们。
Even though we don't deserve it, even though we defy him, God loved us first.
虽然说我们其实不值得被爱，而且我们悖逆，但是神还是爱我们。
You see, God takes the first step when he sends Jesus, his son.
所以神他是做了第一步他把耶稣基督送到世界上来。
This is what we celebrate in Christmas.
所以在这里我们是庆祝圣诞节是为了这原因。
That love starts with God.
因为爱是从神而来的。
The second idea that I want us to understand is that love is shown by God.
第二点是说我想让大家知道的是说这个神也是借着神所显明了。
We know that if somebody loves us, they will sacrifice and show us their love.
我们知道说如果说有一个人爱我们的话这个爱是借于这个人对我们的牺牲而彰显的。
When you care about somebody, you will show that person compassion.
如果说我们喜欢爱一个人的话，我们会让这个人知道说我们对他的爱。
With God, He shows us what love looks like.
所以神其实也把他的爱向我们显明了。
Let me read verse 9 for us again.
让我们来读第九节。
Says, In this the love of God was made manifest among us, that God sent His only Son into the world so that we might live through Him.
神差他独生子到世间来使我们借着他得生神爱我们的心在此就显明了。
Now we can agree that in verse 7 and 8 and 10 that God is love, that he starts it.
所以我们可以看这个第七、第八还有第十节可以看到说爱是从神来的。
But it doesn't do us any good if he doesn't share that love with us.
但是这样子还不够因为第七八还有第十节并没有告诉我们说神向我们显明他的爱。
And so God demonstrates his love for us by sending Jesus to the earth.
所以呢神差派他的独生子来到世上就是向我们显明他的爱。
And that's why as we approach Christmas, we are reminded about God's love.
所以呢我们过了圣诞节也就是来提醒我们这神对我们的爱。
But it's not just that Jesus came as a baby, but he came to die and save us from our sins.
所以耶稣基督来到这世上不只是做了一个孩童但是他也在十字架上为我们受死。
Look at all of verse 10 with me.
我们再来看第十节。
In this is love, not that we have loved God, but that he loved us and sent his son to be the propitiation for our sins.
不是我们爱神乃是神爱我们差他的儿子为我们的罪做了挽回祭这就是爱了。
God's love acted to send Jesus to the earth.
所以神是主动的把他的儿子耶稣送到我们的世间上来。
And he came so that his wrath and condemnation would be satisfied in Jesus' death.
所以任何神的愤怒还有怒气都会从耶稣基督那里的挽回祭来救赎我们。
The English word we use is propitiation.
在这边来讲挽回。
It means to satisfy anger.
也就是说是能够满足这个使人不生气。
And it reminds us that God utterly hates sin.
所以这里也提醒我们说神是恨恶罪的。
He is a holy and perfect God. There can be no sin in his presence.
他是圣洁完美的神，他在他面前不能有罪。
And we are sinful people.
但是我们是罪人。
And so we needed a savior.
所以我们需要一个救赎主。
And so God loved us so deeply and so dearly that he would send us his son.
因为神爱我们又深又广，所以他为了我们差遣他的爱子。
God is love and he shows us his love by sending his own son.
所以神的爱就向我们显明了，因为他把他独生的爱子送到我们这边。
This is why we celebrate Christmas.
这就是我们庆祝圣诞节的原因。
Because God's love has come.
因为神的爱已经临到。
We celebrate Christmas because God shows us his love when Jesus was born in that manger.
所以我们庆祝圣诞节，因为神借着这个时候把他的儿子降生在马槽里面。
So God is love and he shows us love, but now we must share that love.
所以神是爱，他也把这个爱向我们显明了，但是现在我们必须要分享这个爱。
Look at verse 11 with me.
我们一起来看第十一节。
He says, Beloved, if God so loved us, we also ought to love one another.
十一节说，亲爱的弟兄啊，神既是这样爱我们，我们也当彼此相爱。
Because we belong to God and because we have been given the gift of Jesus Christ, our appropriate response is to love other people.
因为神爱我们，我们也接受了神借由耶稣基督给我们的爱，我们的反应就是应该我们也要去彼此相爱。
All of John's letter is talking about how we ought to love one another.
约翰书信都是在讲说我们应该要怎么样彼此相爱。
And we can only love one another when we know God's love for us in Jesus Christ.
只有我们真的能够了解说神因为他用他的爱子来爱我们，怎么样爱我们，我们才能知道怎么样是真正的彼此相爱。
In fact, this is not just only what John says. This is what Jesus himself says to us.
其实不只是约翰这样说，其实耶稣基督他自己亲自也曾经这样说。
Do you know that in John chapter 17, right before Jesus is betrayed and crucified, he prays for all believers.
所以在约翰福音第十七章，他在受死被钉十字架之前，他有这样子跟所有的信徒说。
And do you know what his last prayer request is before he goes to die on the cross?
在他在十字架上快要临死之前，他最后的一个祷告是什么呢？
It isn't necessarily for his safety or for his protection.
这并不是为他自己的安全。
It's that all believers would be unified in love.
而是说所有的信徒能够在主内都能够合一主爱内。
Even in the Last Supper, John chapter 13, Jesus talks about love.
甚至在约翰福音里面第十七章里面耶稣在讲爱。
He says there, as I have loved you, you also are to love one another.
所以在十七章的时候约翰福音十七章的时候耶稣说因为我爱你们，你们也当彼此相爱。
By this all people will know that you are my disciples if you have love for one another.
如果你们彼此相爱，人就认出你们是我的门徒了。
We are the church that we ought to be when we love one another.
所以我们是一个这样子的教会，我们就必须要彼此相爱。
We fulfill the identity that God has given to us when we love one another.
所以呢神给了我们在这个世界上的这个使命，也就是我们必须要彼此相爱。
You see, it's not a mistake that God's word would repeat over and over for us to love one another.
如果说神一直不断的强调说要彼此相爱的话，这个不是一个错误。
We've seen it just from Jesus' words, we've seen it from John, we'll see it in Peter, we'll see it from Paul.
所以我们可以看到说这个彼此相爱的这个主题呢，耶稣讲了然后约翰也讲了，保罗也讲了。
Part of who we are as Christians is to love one another.
所以保罗也是说，若我们是基督徒的话，我们就当彼此相爱。
And it's repeated because it's not easy.
他也不断的重复，为什么呢？因为其实不容易。
We have an enemy, Satan, who is trying to divide us and cause arguments within us.
记得魔鬼的工作其实就是要分裂我们，让我们彼此不相爱。
So that means as Christians, we need to actively work at loving one another.
所以这表示说，我们作为一个基督徒，我们必须要主动的去爱对方。
We need to pursue and seek out relationship with one another.
我们必须追求并且建立好的关系。
We need to look for ways to help one another.
我们必须要找方法，所以我们可以帮助别人。
We need to pray for and with one another.
我们必须要为别人，为别人祷告。
We need to forgive one another.
我们必须要，原谅。
We need to stand in defense of one another.
我们必须要支持。
We need to encourage one another.
我们必须要鼓励。
Look at verse 12 with me and see what John says here.
我们一起来看第十二节。
No one has ever seen God. If we love one another, God abides in us, and His love is perfected in us.
在这里，约翰说，从来没有人见过神。我们若彼此相爱，神就住在我们里面，爱他的心在我们里面得以完全了。
So when we love God, we reflect the very character of who God is.
所以说，如果说我们爱神的话，我们就能够反映神的特质。
Because it says, when we love one another, God abides in us.
因为这样讲说，我们若彼此相爱，神就住在我们里面。
But it also says that love is perfected in us.
还有说，爱他的心在我们里面得以完全了。
You see, in order to fully understand God's love, it's not just to receive His love.
所以说，要了解完全了解神对我们的爱的话，不只是去接受。
It is to share that love as well.
并且也是分享。
The word perfected is the idea of being complete.
所以这面讲的完全也就是完整的意思。
You see, we don't fully understand God's love until we accept it and then share it with other people.
我们没有办法完全了解神的爱，除非我们把这个爱分享出去。
This is what verse 12 tells us. God abides in us and His love is perfected in us.
所以这就是十二节所强调的，神住在我们里面，爱他的心在我们里面得以完全了。
So just as Jesus sacrificed for us, we sacrifice for others.
所以耶稣为我们舍命，我们也是要为别人舍命。
Just as Jesus took time to tend to those who are sick and ailing, we ought to tend to those who are sick and ailing.
所以耶稣呢，他看顾穷人还有病人，我们也必须要这样做。
Just as Jesus spent time with those who are hurting and suffering, we ought to spend time with those who are suffering and hurting.
所以呢，耶稣呢，他也是亲近心灵破碎之人，我们也必须要亲近心灵破碎之人。
Just as Jesus patiently taught his disciples, we ought to patiently teach one another.
所以耶稣他很有耐心的教导他的门徒，我们也必须要很有耐心的教导其他人。
Just as Jesus forgave those who hurt him, we forgive those who hurt us.
所以耶稣基督饶恕了伤害他的人，我们也必须要饶恕伤害我们的人。
You see, love starts with God.
爱是从神来的。
Love is shown by God.
爱，神把他的爱显明了。
But now we need to share that love to other people.
但是我们也必须把这个爱分享给别人。
We are made complete and perfect in love when we accept God's love and share God's love.
如果说我们接受神的爱并且分享出去在我们里面就得以完全了。
And so in the midst of this Christmas season, we remember the incredible love that God has shown us.
所以在这个圣诞佳节来临之际我们纪念神对我们无穷的爱。
We remember that God first loves us.
我们必须要记得神先爱我们。
But more than that, we love God.One another.
并且更重要的是说，我们也要彼此相爱。
In the EM, we have action steps or things that we do to apply the Word of God.
所以在英文堂呢，我们有一些可以做的实际行动的步骤，这样的话我们可以把这神的爱分享出去。
And so I want to suggest for us three action steps from this Word.
所以在这里呢，我想跟大家提供这个三个步骤。
If you don't have a relationship with Jesus Christ, today is the perfect day to trust in Him.
如果说你跟耶稣基督还没有直接的关系的话，今天就是你的机会可以去信任他。
God has loved you before you were even born.
神爱你，甚至在你出生之前他就爱你。
And His love shows up because He sent His Son to die in your place.
他的爱显明了，因为他把他的独生爱子送到这个世界上为我们而死。
So if you don't have a relationship with Jesus, trust in His love for you today.
如果说你还不认识耶稣基督的话，今天就相信他。
this Christmas, as you see Christmas lights and trees and gifts, remember that Jesus loves you.
今天呢，现在我们看到这个圣诞节的装饰，还有圣诞树，这些都能够提醒我们耶稣爱我们。
A second action step for us this morning is to share and show love to one another.
所以第二步呢，是就是说把这个爱分享出去。
Maybe that means you invite some people into your home.
这表示说，也许可以请一些人来你家。
Maybe it means you start a conversation with somebody that you've never had a conversation with before.
也许去找一个你从来没有讲过话的人，跟他聊天。
Maybe there's somebody that you need to forgive and you're holding resentment and bitterness against them.
也许有些人我们必须要赦免，但是我们心里还是存着疙瘩。
If we know God's love, we will love other people.
如果说我们真正知道神的爱的话，我们会去爱别人。
One of the things that we do in the EM is that we pray regularly for our unity together as a church.
所以在英文堂的时候，我们常常一起祷告，来祷告我们的合一。
As a church, we want to grow in love for one another.
在教会里面，我们希望能够彼此成长，并且是用合一的方式一起成长，一起相爱。
So I invite you to join with us in praying for our unity as a church.
所以希望说我们也能够大家一起来为教会的合一祷告。
A third and last action step for us.
第三步。
As we get to the day of Christmas, read Matthew 1 and Luke 1 and 2.
快到圣诞节的时候，请读马太福音第一章，还有这个路加福音第一跟第二章。
This is the Christmas story.
这是圣诞节的故事。
And so as you read and reread these chapters, remember God's love for us.
所以当我们读一读再读这段经文的时候，能够提醒我们说神是怎么样的爱我们。
Remember that Jesus came because God loves us.
耶稣来到这世上是因为神爱我们。
Love starts with God.
爱是从神而来。
God has shown us perfect love.
神让我们看到他完美的爱。
And so let us be brothers and sisters who love one another because we have experienced God's love.
所以让我们彼此相爱弟兄姐妹之间彼此相爱，因为神先爱我们。
Let me pray for us.
让我们一起祷告。
God, thank you for the perfect love that you have shown us.
神啊，谢谢你赐给我们完美的爱。
Thank you that as we approach Christmas, we are reminded about what that love looks like.
所以当这圣诞节快来的时候，你再次的提醒我们说，这是一个何等大的爱。
And God, as we experience this perfect love, I pray that we would share that love with one another.
既然我们经历了这样子完美的爱，求你也帮助我们能够把这个爱分享给别人。
God, let our church, let CCFC be known by our love for one another.
求你来帮助我们，主啊，让我们的教会成为一个爱的教会。
And so God, where we need to forgive, I pray that you would help us forgive.
如果说我们需要赦免饶恕的话，求你帮助我们。
God, where we need to sacrifice, help us to sacrifice.
如果说我们需要做一些牺牲的话，也求你帮助我们做牺牲。
God, where we need to listen, let us listen.
如果说我们必须聆听的话，求你也帮助我们聆听。
God, where we need to help those who are in need, let us help those who are in need.
如果说我们需要帮助那些有需要帮助的人的话，我们也去帮助他们。
Lord, we confess it is not easy to love other people.
其实我们承认这不容易。
But I pray that the example of Jesus Christ would be our example of love.
但是我在这里祷告，希望耶稣基督的范例能够成为我们的典范。
In Jesus' name, amen.
奉耶稣基督的圣名求，amen.